Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Max Herz here with you on this Thursday morning. As we do every Thursday at 9:30, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Hal Gill, Preds Radio Analyst. Hal, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I'm doing all right. Kind of trying to enjoy the shutdown. If there was ever a time for the NHL to shut down, it would be right around Christmas, right? So I guess we'll enjoy it.
I would say you are correct on that regard. On that front, before we get into the Pred stuff, you know, obviously I understand why the decision is made, and it's probably the right decision for sure by the NHL and the NHLPA. Hal, I'm bummed out that we're not going to see NHL players taking place in the Olympics. What's kind of your thoughts on NHL players in the Olympics in general? There's kind of two schools of thoughts on it. There's the thought that you hear from a lot of GMs and owners of, all right, we don't think the benefit's really that great, and all you're really doing is putting our players at risk at that point. And then there's people like me who think there's a pretty great benefit to it. I remember watching in 2010 when the U.S. and Canada had the gold medal game, and it was just awesome. I mean, the whole country was watching that game. Where do you kind of come down on NHL players in the Olympics?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's a huge honor to play in the Olympics. So I know, you know, as an NHL player, yeah, it's great you're in the NHL, but you also want to play for your country in the best showcase in sports. And that being said, it's the best showcase in sports. I mean, it's the best. It's the creme de la creme, and that's the best way to get your game out there, is to have all the best talent in the world playing against each other. So promoting the sport alone is a tough miss. With all that being said, the uncertainty and everything that's going on, and it's just not worth it, I don't think. So I hate to say it, but because I've always wanted the NHL players, I want the best players in the world to be there playing in the Olympics, but it's just not worth the risk right now. So I agree with the decision, and it also opens up some time to make up these games, maybe tinker with the schedule a little bit to try to make it all work out instead of taking 3 weeks off in the middle of a season that's been beaten up already. So it's a tough one, and I will say the other side is, there's a lot of guys out there that are going, hey, wait a second, I have a chance to play in the Olympics. If the NHL isn't going, there's a bunch of great players that are going to get their chance. So it still should be good hockey and should be fun to watch. It's just not going to be the best players in the world.
Do you feel good, Hal, moving forward? Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of discussion, and players are very disappointed last time around. Do you feel good that moving forward, after we're hopefully finally through all this stuff, that we'll see that be a regular thing?
To see the regular thing as far as the Olympics, you mean?
Yes.
I do think I think the players kind of made their stamp on it and said, hey, we want to play. And moving forward, I think they should play, you know, in a non-COVID world. Absolutely. I think it should be part of every Olympic conversation, is having the best players. You know, it's the best players in the world. You should have them playing it.
So, Hal, obviously, there's never a good time, I guess, for a pause when you're playing well, but the Preds win 7 games in a row. Obviously, you're rolling off points left and right, and you're doing it in some games with no Matt Duchene. Some games, I mean, half your lineup basically was out, and you're still able to find ways to win. As you watch the way the Predators were playing before the pause, what did you like the most? What kind of stood out to you the most about the way they were playing?
The whole package. I mean, that's how you win in the NHL. You know, you can have a really good line, and you're going to go out and lose games because that line is going to get shut down. I feel like the Preds have the total package. Everything was firing. You had primary scoring. You know, Forsberg, Duchene were going. Johansson, Gromlund. Like, that's all your primary scoring. But then you look at Tolvanen scoring. He had a 4-game goal streak. Tanner Janot getting involved. Yakov Trent and Colton Sissons go up and down the lineup. Tommy Novak scored a big goal. You know, when you get contributions from every line, that's how you win. And not just scoring, but playing the right way, doing the right things, killing penalties, power play was coming along, all these good things. You had Yossi and Ekholm are fantastic, but you have Carrier and Fabro that were playing well. And then I was really happy to see, Borowiecki and Benning were coming, and they really put a stamp on that third pair. And, of course, Juice and Riddick have been fantastic. So that's how you win in the NHL consistently, is you get everyone going. And, it's kind of a stinker to talk about the Grinch. I mean, shutting down when you're going that hot, it's not fair. But I think they're doing all the things the right way. It's not just a blip on the screen. I think they're playing good hockey, so they should be able to turn it right back on and fight for the top of the division. They're a point out. They're a point away from leading the Western Conference. Who would have said that?
Not very many people, that's for sure.
I was just going to ask you, what if someone told you that 2 months ago?
I was skeptical in the beginning of the season, but you started to see guys come around like Janot and Trenin, kind of pick up and help out with the scoring, and then we've all been waiting for Duchesne and Johansson to put up numbers, and they're doing it. Forsberg's doing it, so why wouldn't they be up in the top? They're doing all the right things. It certainly surprised me, but if you're watching closely, you start to believe a little more and more every day, and I think that's basically what the team has done, is start to believe in themselves.
Hal, obviously, we've talked a lot about John Hines, and there's been a kind of a different variety of reactions from Predators fans on him since the moment he was hired. At this point, I don't know how you really argue with what he's done. I guess my question to you is, as a player who's played the game, who's been on the ice, who's been through a bunch of different coaching staffs, like, how much credit does a coaching staff like really deserve? Like, how much can a coach actually change in terms of the culture, the way the game is played? Like, how do you view that as a former player?
Well, let's put it this way. If the team isn't going well, what happens?
Yep.
The coach gets fired. So I think that tells you everything you need to know. It's all a results business. And so how is he getting it done? I think he's getting it done by getting a commitment from the players to play the right way. And, defensive zone, the way they're playing, their commitment to the defensive side of the puck has been good. And he's got that buy-in. And when you get results, then everyone says, okay, this is how we win. Everyone, how many times have you heard these guys say winning is fun? And if you're playing the right way and playing the coach's way and you win, you just want to keep doing it more. And so I think Hines is, and I give credit all the way around the coaching staff. I feel like they have a good mix of energy and poise, good leadership, and extends into the core group of players. But they have a buy-in. And when you have a buy-in and everyone is roping, everyone's riding, then they go out and have fun and win games.
And anyone in particular, Hal, you think could maybe benefit from this? Obviously, like you said, they're on a roll. They would have loved to have kept playing. But is there someone who comes to mind who's like, okay, this actually may be good for this guy to, get away a little bit?
That's the sad part, is there really isn't a guy that really needs a break and needs to get away. I think they're all having fun winning. I will say Colton Sissons, after half the lineup out, he moves up and plays 25 minutes on the first game and then 23 minutes on the second game, has a goal, has an assist. I mean, that's a warrior going out there. And if anyone deserves a break after that back-to-back that they last played, it would be Colton Sissons. And talk about stepping up. If you're looking around, that's a guy who stepped up big time and found a way to get two wins coming in as the first line center and carrying the weight. And so he deserves a good Christmas and a good break after that performance.
Skillsy, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Hope you and the family have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, stay safe out there, guys, and thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Pretty incredible stuff when you think about the timing of all this. And, we've talked about it a couple of times. Colton Sissons, they played him into the ground the last couple of games. And he goes right out there and produces.
Oh, he does everything.
Yeah.
Does everything well. When Colton Sissons, your number one center, things tend to happen that are good for you.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans and the 49ers, give our final thoughts on the game coming up tonight. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.